We've been giving differences between Kiddush Leil Pesach and Kiddush Leil Shabbos. So we mentioned some differences. Kiddush Leil Shabbos, we make Kiddush early, Rav Solish Leil Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, by Kiddush Leil Pesach, no. We discussed by Kiddush all year round, one person can drink. One person makes Kiddush and drink, everyone else could be Yotzei to Shomei Kohanim. By Kiddush Leil Pesach, everyone has to drink their own cup. By Kiddush, third difference, by Kiddush all year round, we just have to drink a Rov Raviyah Somali Rov Mervin. But by Leil Pesach, you got to drink Rov Kos. And the fourth difference we gave is all year round, you just have to drink the cup. But Leil Pesach is an independent or a connected mitzvah of Haseba, reclining. A fifth potential difference is, what about making Kiddush on grape juice? So what's the story with grape juice all year round? And what's the story with grape juice Leil Pesach? Is there a difference? So let's discuss all year round. So what would be, in fact, that used to be the norm. Today in Orthodox circles, it's accepted norm to make Kiddush over grape juice. However, that wasn't always the case. It was Rav Moshe Feinstein who changed that. It was the conservative movement who used grape juice, and we used wine. In fact, that was with Louis Ginsburg, one of the head of the JTS. So during the time when you're only allowed to use alcohol for religious purposes, I think he said that he told the government, he said you could be Yotzei on grape juice, and the Rabbanim disagreed. And that was the accepted practice, that was one of the big divides at one point between conservative and orthodox, is grape juice is no good for Kiddush, and wine, you need wine. However, Rav Moshe Feinstein changed, and in fact, Rav Moshe's influence doesn't just reach the Jewish world, even the non-Jewish world. They talk about that he was the one responsible for when the Pope or Catholic Church, whoever it might be, when they do the communion with the wafer and the wine. So they were discussing, they were moving it to grape juice. So I think it's the Pope. Someone else said, there's this great rabbi in New York City, Rav Moshe Feinstein, who said that they could use grape juice for Kiddush. So therefore, we're also going to use grape juice. So, and also, there was another great case of Rav Moshe, one of the great doctors quoted him in the different case regarding Siamese twins. That's another famous case. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe is the one who single-handedly changed the minhag. So, what's the problem? What was the problem with grape juice? So, the issues people have with grape juice is when someone claims maybe you need a milsa de mashakir, you need something that could, something of alcoholic content. Aye, what do you mean? The Gemara says if you don't have any wine, you need to squeeze out grapes and you use that as grape juice. So the distinction is because that grape juice, if you leave it, it could turn into alcohol, it could turn into wine. The grape juice we have today, if you said it's just going to ruin, it's not going to turn into wine. The one issue is it something that requires alcoholic content? In fact, there's a Rashi in Brachas, talks on the Sugya and Ketza Mevarcha about different things when you cook them, depending if you're making it better or worse, the Bracha changes for better or for worse. So there's a Rashi over there, talks about if you cook grapes, so it's making it worse, and you make a Shahako Niyabidvaro on grape juice. So we don't pass like this, Rashi, but if you hold your make a shahako on grape juice, then you can't be Yotzei Kiddush. Certainly not Lichat Tfilah, because we know we have to make a Bor Pri HaGofen, not a shahako. Even though shahako works on wine, b'diavid, but obviously grape juice can't be wine if it's the bracha shahako. And another Gemara about, the Gemara says that you have to use wine for Gemara and Baba Basra, you have to use wine for the way they would brought wine in the Mizbeach, and grape juice you couldn't use grape juice. In fact, you couldn't even use Yayim Mavushal. You couldn't even use Kik wine. That's the Shitas HaRambam. I don't know if there may be some svarim who are machmir fashitas harambam, that you have to use the expensive wine, yayin she'eno mavusho, for Kiddush Friday night. Even the yayin mavusho isn't good, but we go with Tosis, that no, the Gemara just means that you can't use spoil wine, but doesn't mean you can't use, it's not a literal connection to the wine. So the different reasons why people were against using grape juice for Kiddush, however, the bottom line is, Gomai Halacha L'maisa, the accepted norm is that we permit even L'chatchila to use grape juice. We assume grape juice, generally speaking, has a din of wine, and therefore we make a bo'er pri agafen, and we make a bo'er pri agafen, and one uses grape juice. So Friday night all year round, we could use grape juice. What about Leil Pesach? Is Leil Pesach better, worse? So interesting, Rav Moshe, who's the one who brought grape juice to Friday night Kiddush, he was one who opposed grape juice on Leil Pesach. Why? For a totally different reason. In other words, this is what we'll call the Machlokes Rav Soloveitchik versus Rav Moshe, even though there are other people. Rav Moshe said that since the night of Pesach, generally speaking, grape juice is good for kosher bracha. But on Leil Pesach, you have a special halacha. We have to be free, b'nei chorin. And what's the matter of b'nei chorin? That they drink alcoholic beverages. So therefore, grape juice doesn't show a sign of a free person, but drinking wine does, and therefore the vinegar is when he says one should use wine on Leil Pesach. Rav Soloveitchik disagreed and said the Rambam says to drink when you drink on Leil Pesach has to be a shti, has to be something pleasant. So again, everyone agrees, if you like wine and you prefer it, then of course, use wine for the Dalet Kosas and perhaps the Kiddush as well. The Shilas get that, I don't like wine and I want to use grape juice. Not, if I get sick from grape, I can't use it. Okay, so then if I can't drink grape juice, that'll be another topic. Maybe the next one, what about using Chamar Medina? Leil Shabbos versus Leil Pesach, that might be our next practical difference. We'll see if it is one. But leaving Chamar Medina out of it, so that's the question here. So everyone agrees, if you like one, then you might as well use it. What happens, Leil Pesach, let's say, if you're not going to get sick, you just prefer, you like grape juice better. You prefer the grape juice. So if Soloveitchik said, if you prefer grape juice over wine, even though you won't get sick, go with the grape juice. And Rav Moshe would say, go with the wine. What's in the Kudus HaMachlokes? Is how do you define freedom? Is freedom more an objective definition or a subjective definition? In other words, emotion seems to go with an objective definition. By definition, free people recline and they drink alcoholic beverages. So I don't care what you like. I'll tell you what freedom is. You're going to recline and drink alcoholic beverages. I don't care if you like reclining. I don't care if you like drinking alcoholic beverages. In fact, that's Shita Tarabia, who claims that there is no mitzvah of Haseb anymore. We don't pass in that way, at least not L'chatchila, because who eats that way? We don't eat like on the couches, on the beds. In fact, people find it very uncomfortable. So, again, so what's the machlokas? I guess the Rav Yashita is that we go by a subjective Haseb. Subjective, and therefore Taseb is only to enhance it. If it's going to take away, you don't do it. And Ramosha, but the way we assume that we recline, even if you don't want to, is because it's an objective definition. So by reclining, we seem to go with the objective definition. So Rav Soloveitchik claims that someone who doesn't make any sense is my night of freedom, and I don't like wine. I don't care. You're going to have to drink wine. So he says regarding it, the Rambam says a Shia Reva, so therefore Rav Soloveitchik Shita is that it's fine to have grape juice, and that's right for many, not many people, but there are some firstborn to actually fast on Erev Pesach, not usually, because today with Zoom, but anyway, hearing a Siyam or Rav Henkin, you don't even have to fast, you give tzedakah. However, some people, if they fast, they don't like going right into wine. That's what someone asked me. I didn't even know people he says he fails. Like he usually travels to Eretz Yisrael, so maybe he misses the Siyam. But so I'm going to Rav Soloveitchik, it's even L'chadchila that one could use grape juice. So perhaps our fifth nafkamina is, number one is, Kiddush Liel Shabbos would make early Liel Shabbos at night. Number two, the Makadish makes the Kiddush and drinks. No one else has to, the Minigas people do, but by Liel Pesach, everyone has to drink. All year round, it's enough to drink a Moe Luma, a Grove Revias, but on the night of Pesach, you got to drink a Holkos, a Rovkos. All year round, you don't have to recline, but Liel Pesach, you have to recline. And the fifth nafkamina we said is, at least according to Rav Moshe, according to Rav Moshe, who says that you can use grape juice all year round for Kiddush, he says it's preferable not to use grape juice out the din of Cheiros, and Rav Soloveitchik disagrees and says grape juice is fine if you like, because that's the definition of Cheiros, you need a Shtiyah Areva.